Welcome to Season 2, Episode 15 of Kiki's Guide to Training Your Human. My name is Ken Van Camp. In each episode, Kiki presents a dog's perspective on life and growing up in the human world. In this episode, Kiki looks at the infestation sensation. I hope you enjoy our presentation as we start with Lesson 72, Open Season. Be kind to les touristes. Someday you might just be one. The French have an expression for tourists, gibier d'été, or summer game. Humans may find it odd and possibly offensive to be compared to wild animals, but if you think about it, there are similarities. Tourists usually move in flocks, mostly keeping to their own kind. They migrate during certain seasons, such as summer break, spring break, or when the moon partially occludes the sun. They cluster at famous watering holes and take flight when treated unfavorably. In many popular areas, they grow in numbers every year, leaving behind their telltale droppings. We dogs are frequently left behind on vacations, but I took my first road trip last year, accompanied by Google Maps' melodic tunes. You can read about it in my blog. In Florida, where I live, we have one of the world's most famous migratory watering holes, aptly represented by a giant rodent. An estimated 58 million visitors a year take to the skies and roads to visit Mickey's Kingdom. Their broad silver wings and sonorous honking fill the heavens and earth and can be detected from hundreds, if not thousands, of miles from Orlando. Extraterrestrials from Alpha Centauri have been known to register complaints. For an invasive species, tourists are surprisingly welcome in many parts of the world, where appreciative local shopkeepers beckon from street corners, international airwaves, and Facebook ads, smiling and extending their palms and credit card machines in supplication. The trouble, of course, is how to rid themselves of the invaders once granted entry. You've tried scrubbing them out, soaking them out, you've even tried Grandpa Gus's double potent rodent repellent spray, but you can still come out with, say it with me, tourists around the collar. Florida has other attractions besides Disney World, most notably its beaches, where migratory waterfowl consume copious quantities of solar radiation, suntan oil, and malt beverages. Alas, not all birds of prey are welcome at the beaches. This month, Miami Beach officials made news by trying to dissuade spring breakers from visiting their sandy isles. They imposed curfews, $100 parking rates, and DUI checkpoints. The result? I'm not making this up. Police in Miami Beach gloated over their winning record. They seized only 70 illegal guns this year during spring break, down from 100 last year. And yet, have you ever tried to rent an Airbnb that accepts dogs? They're hard to find. Somebody needs to tell homeowners that dogs are safer than people. The worst thing we might carry is the occasional flea. Also in Florida, a particularly stubborn rash crops up every wintertime, usually growing from November through January. After annoying its victims for a few months, it recedes in late March or early April. No one seems able to explain the reason for this seasonal malady, nor is there any cure, but locals breathe a sigh of relief when it recedes. These patches of festering ooze are commonly known as snowbirds. Thank you for listening to this episode of Kiki's Guide to Training Your Human. I'm Ken Van Camp, and I hope you've enjoyed this performance. If so, please rate it and leave feedback. You can post feedback on our Facebook page or email. The addresses are in the episode description. We are dropping a new episode of Kiki's Podcast every weekend on all major podcast apps. Make sure you follow Kiki's Guide so you'll be notified as each episode becomes available. So, what will happen next? In her next episode, somebody will be celebrating their first birthday, and you won't want to miss it. So be sure to join us for the next episode of Kiki's Guide to Training Your Human and find out. Because dogs are people too, you know?